The government is determined to sell its national energy guarantee to state and territory energy ministers in the lead up to a national meeting on August the 10th, and to also sell the idea to consumers via their hip pockets. But the national energy guarantee is not as simple as extra savings for your energy costs. The Wire's Rowan Neagle reports.
$550 a year. That's the savings the government is promising the Australian people if its national energy guarantee is accepted. Energy Program Director of the Grattan Institute, Tony Wood, is sceptical, however.
When you hear that, you know, the Energy Security Board done some modelling that says prices are going to come down by this, and then the ACCC said prices are going to come down by that, and then another body said the prices are going to come down by something else, I'm not sure. Well, firstly, they can't all be true, because otherwise, if they were all true, then electricity wouldn't cost us anything. And B, you know, we know that this is all very well intended work, but when you put them all together, they don't necessarily add up. So I'm still one of those people who is quite sceptical about economic modelling in this area. But I do think that we've got some good chance that the policies that are on the table actually heading us in a better direction. I just wouldn't think that I'd be accepting the claims of people who say we're going to have certain prices by certain times.
The new energy guarantee focuses on the affordability of energy, reliability, and a reduction in carbon emissions overall. But the government's adherence to the 26% emissions reduction target means that the electricity sector gets off lightly, and other sectors will get some heavy lifting. Matt Goodenough of the Australia Institute has done the research.
So the government seems to have locked in what's called a sector-by-sector approach. That is, in order to reach our 26% emissions reduction target under the Paris Agreement, each sector is going to reduce emissions by 26%. And that's why the electricity sector under the NEG is designed to reach a 26% target. But if every sector has to reduce emissions by 26%, it means that sectors like agriculture also have to reduce their emissions. The problem is agriculture doesn't have a lot of cost-effective ways of reducing emissions. It's going to be forced to reduce its emissions by basically reducing its output, in particular its livestock output. So reducing the amount of beef, reducing the amount of sheep, reducing the amount of pigs, the amount of dairy cows. The drop in livestock numbers required to reach the 26% target, even after implementing all the available emissions reduction projects, would be about the equivalent of the reduction in emissions that was caused by the millennial drought. So it's going to impact the agriculture sector quite badly if we force them to reduce emissions by 26%.
Agriculture isn't the only sector that will be hit by the National Energy Guarantee. Transport will also see difficulties operating under the policy if it were to be adopted.
It will also require more emissions reductions in transport. And again, the cost of reducing emissions in transport is larger than the cost of reducing emissions in electricity. The electricity sector is not only the lowest cost, but it has commercially available reduction projects right now in the form of renewable energy and other things like that in order to reduce emissions right now. So it can do it at the least cost. So the idea that we should just lock electricity sector into just 26% is going to increase the cost of other sectors, including transport, including agriculture.
As August 10th approaches, Tony Wood's view is that any energy policy is better than none.
If we don't make a start, then we obviously won't get there. We had a go at this back in 2007, 8, 9 when Kevin Rudd was Prime Minister, and there were people who thought that his proposed emissions trading scheme wasn't enough. Those who held out for more never ended up getting nothing. We don't want to do that again. So even though the current policy is not good enough, it's a good start. And I think that if the government then really put some hard work into explaining to Australian consumers, Australian voters, the Australian public, what it is we're undertaking, why this is important, and where it might impact on their daily lives, including their electricity prices, then we might have some chance of it sticking for a while. That's what has to happen. I'm hopeful it will. Unfortunately, you know, climate change and energy has been a pretty toxic political battleground for too long. And my pessimism would sometimes say, well, we'll just continue with political sniping. But I'd like to think that we might actually have some chance with this National Energy Guarantee of getting beyond that sniping.
Tony Wood, Energy Program Director at the Grattan Institute, speaking to Rowan Neagle.